VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to another eBay Radio Open Phone segment. Call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. Our lines are open. Here's Griff.
This open phone segment is brought to you by Worth Point, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Give us a ring at 888-RADIO-30, that other number spoken. It's the same number, just presented differently, is 888-723-4630.
And if for some reason you can't call us today, maybe you're on your day job.
Or duck hunting.
Or shy. Or sitting in a duck blind with your co-host. Who knows?
Is that you?
That's me.
Oh.
You can't tell because I have on...
What?
You know, stuff that you can't see.
Oh, camouflage.
Camouflage.
Yeah, you look like grass growing.
Yes, I do. So you can't tell. Brownish, greenish grass.
No one won the prize last week, by the way.
No, so let's see if somebody calls today. Griff, before we go to the phones, I'd like you to look at an item number, please.
Would you?
If you would be so kind. I would.
All right.
I would like you to look at that item number. And it is item number, are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. 3910.
Mm-hmm.
5807. 5910. So, again, that's 3910-5807-5910. Do a search. It's a sold item, so you'll have to go to the original listing.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that a beauty? It's... the most expensive Hawaiian shirt recently sold on eBay.
Yeah, that looks pretty cool.
A vintage Art Vogue Hawaiian shirt, hula girl, back and pockets, size medium. After 20 bids, it sold for $1,275.
Yikes!
That is gorgeous. So if you had found that in the thrift store, would you have known automatically?
I would have known to buy it. I would have not known what to sell it for.
And so you would have maybe...
if I put it at auction, I would have been a very happy camper, yeah.
Yeah.
But there's also a chance I just would have put it up for a buy-it-now price of, I don't know, $50, $60
or something.
What do I know?
$49.95 or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, because, you know, I'm funny that way.
So,
this looks like it's from the, I want to guess from the label, it looks like it's 60s, 70s, but I could be wrong. Could be earlier.
And, you know, it doesn't say that.
Says here. It says here.
Oh, 1947 to 1964, post-World War II era, early 60s.
Well, that's the category, right? Yeah.
Idaho Youth Ranch Collectibles.
See, I'm not, when we get into this area, I'm not that experienced.
Ah, okay. I just thought it was beautiful, too. And
well, I mean,
to sell a shirt for $1,275.
For a shirt, of all things.
Oh, really?
Shocking.
So Patty in Miami, Florida, known on eBay as the Shopping Mom 2, is back with us. Sorry we couldn't take the time last hour, Patty, but nice to have you with us. What's your question or comment?
Okay, one comment with the shirt. Hi, Lee, and hi, Griff. With the shirt, with the Hawaiian shirt, one easy way of IDing something that might be worth a lot of money is with the buttons and the I don't know how you call it, the hook, where you put the button, instead of going down, it has to be going sideways, like a smile. You know what
I'm talking
about?
Oh, you mean the buttonhole? The buttonhole?
Yeah. The buttonhole has to be a smile instead of
horizontal,
going up and down.
Horizontal.
Yeah, it has to be horizontal rather than vertical.
Oh, keep that in mind.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
And that will that will let you know that it's a vintage prior to 1960s.
Okay, we'll
good
remember that.
Okay.
Good tip.
So that's one tip. Okay, so now the next tip. Okay, so Griff, I'm confused about the Skype thingy, okay? I got an email from, you know, you explaining the whole thing to me, but I still don't understand it. And my meetup group has 67 members right now, okay? My sister works for a very huge Fortune 500 company, okay? And she's in charge of events. She came up to me and told me, oh, we could go ahead and use our world whatever conference whatever slash whatever room, okay? And so now we're looking at probably having, because she's going to go ahead and involve the employees of the company, also probably having like about 130 people there.
Right.
And so I need help.
Yeah, but this isn't the place to do it, actually, because it's not really.
Okay.
What you have to do is you have to email me.
Okay, so email you at your regular email?
Are you talking about having a meetup where Griff's on Skype?
On the Skype.
Oh,
right, so I can tell you this. What you need is, you need something that everyone in the room can watch. So that's either the biggest laptop in the world, or a conference TV screen that you can hook a laptop into, or a projector that you can hook a laptop into.
But Griff, if I have a whole room that is used worldwide to get in touch with this company's...
Yeah, but but they're using their own proprietary network, and that's different. So we don't use that. I won't have access to their equipment. I guarantee you this. So what you need is an internet connection, and you need something that can show what's on your Skype screen, and you need a webcam to show me the people in the room.
Okay, and do you need to go ahead and like email me your schedule Okay, so I'll email you and I'll ask you all those questions.
Exactly.
Okay, cool. But it can be done, you know, if I get the proper equipment and everything else, then you'll be able to show your smiley face and everything?
Yes.
Oh, how cool. Okay. You want to go ahead and, like, teach anything or just questions and answers?
You know, there's a $35 thing called Chromecast. It's a little tiny thing that looks like a thumb drive. I'm just suggesting this, all right?
Yeah, that's one
If you have a television set, a big screen TV that you can bring in there, make sure it's compatible with that little Chromecast thing by checking it out at home.
It has to have an HDMI port. We should talk about this off the air, though.
Well, there are a lot of people interested in this, though, Greg.
Well, we'll talk about it off the air. It gets very technical very quick.
It does, but you know that little Chromecast thing?
Yeah.
Works like a charm, okay?
Oh, really? Okay, good. I'll check it out, and I'll email you, and we'll go back and forth. I'm going to send you some pictures of the place so you can see it, okay?
Perfect.
Thank you, Patty.
Cool. Thank you, guys. Thanks.
Bye-bye, honey. Because that Chromecast thing will put anything on your TV that's on your computer, basically.
It will, and that could be a way.
Could be. It's just one way.
Right.
And it depends on the room, too.
Yeah, you still have to have an internet connection. If you were using Chromecast, you'd have to have wireless, I think, or Bluetooth. I'm not sure which one it works on. You can use a cord
wireless.
Just as easily.
There are other things, but we'll come up with some other ideas.
Exactly.
So I'm reading the chat board, Griff.
Yeah.
Magyar says, a late happy birthday to Griff. Missed the fun last Thursday, but heard the archive edition. Great singing, Lee. Oh, God, I can't sing at all.
Did
but
you
she
sing?
Means my ukulele. You and I sang
a little
with the ukulele.
Your ukulele.
And wow, Pinterest at the conference. Perhaps we're talking to them.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
We have to convince
them. E. Betsy says, I still remember my beloved navy and white straw hat that matched my new navy blue and white patent Mary Jane's. That was my favorite Easter outfit ever. Let me hasten to add that it included a dress and coat that went with the hat and the shoes.
I should hope so.
I didn't wear just the hat and the Mary Janes by themselves.
That would have been interesting.
Okay, Betsy.
Yeah, interesting entry into the Easter parade.
Judy BSA said, good afternoon from Southern Indiana. The Shopping Mom, too. Good morning. Good afternoon, everyone. Milo Design is in the room. Hubcap Joe's. Hubcap Joe's, and a good afternoon to you from a cloudy, rainy New Jersey.
Oh, it's raining in New Jersey.
It is.
Yeah. We can use more rain. It rained here last night pretty hard, but I don't think it was that much.
Maybe we'll get some down here. I'm learning all kinds of tricks to conserve water because I feel guilty.
Yeah.
I have flowers. You know, I have to find more cactus.
Yeah, you want to go
more succulents.
More succulents.
Yeah.
Right.
One, I used to own a home in a community here in San Diego called Mira Mesa. Mm-hmm. And there was a guy in the neighborhood, and everybody poo-pooed it. I thought it was the funniest thing. He got so sick and tired of having to take care of his yard that he put nothing but rock, okay, in the whole entire front yard was rock. But in the middle was a little cement block, and on top of it, he had put an old push lawnmower.
Cute.
So it was a, you know, it was in tribute to that old lawnmower that he's never going to have to use again.
Yeah, lawns are now out of favor in California as the water
disappears. I don't want people to go when they pass by my place. Stacy in Woodstock, Illinois, known on eBay as Right Brain Boutique. Hey, Stacy, welcome back. What's your question or comment?
Well, I had a quick, if I've never been to the eBay radio, this will be my first year.
Okay.
But I do have a tip about when I've gone to Vegas before. If you get a cab from the airport, a lot of times if you don't tell them which way to go, they'll take you through the tunnel, which can be more expensive. So if you tell them, if you're staying on the Strip, and you tell them to take Paradise and then head west to your hotel, it usually is cheaper.
That's true, yes.
Paradise, head west.
Right.
Yeah.
Tell them, hey, I know Vegas. Don't try to take me the long way. You go up Paradise, and then you head west to my hotel.
So hold on, hold on, Stacy. We'll be right back.
This open phone segment was brought to you by Worth Point, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles.
Hey, you.
Hey, who are you?
I'm your package. I thought you wanted me out of here in one day.
Well, I do, but...
What's the hesitation? I've got friends who've reached their forever home already, and here I still sit. What's with that? Haven't you heard about Indicia?
I'm losing it here. I'm talking to a package.
If you had Indicia, we wouldn't be having this conversation. They take care of all the details, order and mailing information, imported directly from eBay, tracking discounts on qualified postage rates, customized USPS labels, and get this, it's all automated.
Okay, Mr. Smart Package, what else?
Well, since you asked, you can print your own logo or message on the shipping label. Make it look nice for the customer. And they've got a 30-day free trial for all this at Indicia. That's endicia.com/eBay Radio.
So you can get to your forever home in style.
You got it. Check them out right now. Indicia.com/eBay Radio.
If you made a list of all you could do to succeed as an online seller, building your brand should be at the top. Mylo Design is who eBay sellers look to create a professional and effective brand. Sally Mylo will work with you to brand your business. She'll work one-on-one with you to create your logo, store pages, listing templates, and profile to help you stand out from the crowd. Sally can help your design and brand reflect your business across various media with graphics for social media, your website, printed materials, and more. Her work's not done until you say it's done. As a longtime eBay seller and certified eBay stores designer, Sally stays current on eBay features and policies. Your brand is your shopper's impression of you, so make it outstanding. Contact Sally at MyloDesign.com. That's MyloDesign.com for all your branding and design needs.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 314.
Nothing kills an eBay shopper's interest faster than tired, shop-worn merchandise. Cindy Sorley is known on eBay as top-rated seller Bubba Can Dance. She suggests looking at your listings and doing some spring cleaning.
You know, think that when we think about the spring release, I always think about spring cleaning, and I think it's really important to go in and take a look at your store, to take a look at your listings, to take a look at your categories and everything, and I think it's a good time to do it. And a lot of people say, oh, I'm so busy, I've got taxes. Make it a priority to do a few listings a week or a few listings when you can. because I've been trying to do it more and more, and I'm seeing more sales.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome to another eBay Radio open phone segment. Call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. Our lines are open. Here's Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by webinterpret.com, helping eBay sellers boost their international sales. Thrill us with your phone call. 888-RADIO-30. Again, that thrilling number is 888-723-4630.
Or you can click on the Contact Us button on the bottom of your eBay radio player. We're speaking with Stacy in Woodstock, Illinois, known on eBay as Right Brain Boutique, and she's giving us a tip or two about transportation from the airport to your hotel in Las Vegas. You know, Stacy, welcome back, and Griff, I've heard of people ordering limos in advance.
Yeah.
And four people sharing that limo, it's cheaper than a cab.
It is. It can be, yes.
You know, check it out. Like, if suppose the limo charges $70 and there's four of you. It's cheaper than a cab.
It is. And I also found out, I've been doing a little research, there's a problem in Nevada with Uber, and I assume Lyft as well, where they did open last year in October, and then in November the state shut them down as being disruptive to the taxi industry.
To the taxi industry, that's what I was thinking.
So always very interesting that when this disruption happens, the established technology or service fights back, but you've already lost. You've lost because the reason why these companies succeed is because they've come up with a better idea on how to do it. So they write legislation, they try to prevent progress from happening. It's going to happen. Already the taxi industry in certain cities is now changing so that they can provide the same level of convenience that Uber does. What's great about Uber, and I'm not making this a commercial for Uber, is that you don't have to hail a cab. You go on your phone, you tell Uber where you are and which type of car you want. You get a confirmation of how much it's going to cost with tip. You choose yes, and then it tells you how many minutes away they are. And they come and they see you, they pick you up. You don't have to exchange money. The cars are pretty good, brand new or newish cars. And my experience, the drivers are all pretty good. You get to your destination, you thank the person, get out of the car and walk away. It's perfect.
But you're a man.
Why? What difference does that make?
Well, some women don't feel as comfortable doing that, I've noticed.
Why?
Security reasons.
It's just as secure as a taxi.
You think so?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's an unfounded fear.
Okay. I'm just saying.
Anyway, but I think right now Uber can't or is not allowed to go into McLaren Airport, so or the Strip, apparently. So much for that idea.
Yeah, and that's another thing, not to let the cabs take you on the Strip to get to your hotel.
Oh, well, isn't that a nightmare?
Yeah, well, Bally's is on the Strip.
But, yes, but if you go up the Strip from the airport, it's going to take you a much longer time.
Right, you need to come down a side street.
Yeah, because the first time I went, they were like, oh, do you want the most direct route to the hotel? And of course you say yes.
Well, no, because some people don't. Some people like to see the Strip.
But you should be forewarned. It's going to cost you more money. It's going to take you longer to get there.
Yeah.
And a good idea would be to go look on Google Maps or something and figure out how you can get to Bally's. I always, when I go to a place now, I'm on Google Street View looking at where it is. Of course, I don't have to do that with Vegas, but, you know, in other places. So, Stacy, are you going to join us in Vegas?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
Are you registered already?
Yes.
Well, the good news is at 1:15 today, I'm going to give away one room night.
Oh, okay. Well, I haven't booked a room yet.
So you'll want to be listening. Well, you need to book your rooms, because I'll tell you what I do is I hand you $100 at the event.
Okay.
So that's
with
good.
Great fanfare.
So that pays for your room plus a cup of coffee.
Oh, okay.
She just doesn't hand it out. There's actually trumpets, a carpet, there's attendance.
No. I have an envelope ready for you.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm very excited about coming.
So do listen at 1:15 And because you may win. It could happen. So, Stacy, we know, but please tell listeners who may not know, what do you sell on eBay?
Vintage board games, dishes is my most commonly things, but a little bit of everything right now. I just did an online auction for Barbie dolls, and so I got a bunch of Barbies and Ashton Drake dolls.
We just found a whole bunch of, because we're cleaning out our porch to make it a sunroom. We just found a whole bunch of old games. What kind of board games make big money on eBay?
Well, if you have King Oil, that's a really good game. And I had never heard of it, but Pollyanna, it's kind of like Parcheesi, an early one. And it was missing pieces, but it still sold for like $30 or $40. Let's see, Aggravation, I've had a lot of... They don't sell for high number, but Aggravation... $25, they'll sell pretty much.
What about Boggle?
I haven't ran across any of those, so really? I can't really say.
Oh.
Didn't someone tell us that Boggle, they no longer make it and people are always looking for them?
Really?
Who told us that? I can't remember now.
I haven't come across any, but...
I have a Boggle.
Anything that they don't make. And even some things that they do make, like Payday, they still make it, but I've had success at selling those, and... Mall Madness. I sold a couple of those. That was from like the 80s. So
I'm searching eBay for Boggle.
So I see Boggle Word Game Parker Brothers Complete. $17. Buy it now.
Yep.
Yeah, you could. I could make some bucks on my Boggle game. It's complete.
It's complete.
Yeah. $18.68.
Yeah, they sell for, let's see, the highest. No, that's not what I wanted. Oh, damn you, eBay! Let's see, they have, here's 7 pounds of dice, Boggle, $36. Here's a bunch of Boggle, a bunch of games, including a Boggle, $25. Oh, these things sell. I should sell them. This open phone segment was brought to you by WebInterpret.com, helping eBay sellers boost their international sales. Coming up in our third hour, eBay store tools, right here on eBay Radio.
It's the 12th anniversary of eBay Radio, and we're celebrating with a 3-day party and conference at Bally's in Las Vegas, June 16th through the 18th, 2015. You'll learn the most up-to-date information on social selling, product sourcing, best business practices, and more. Our goal is to improve your success on eBay and learn about the changes happening in e-commerce. Register now at the early bird rate of $175 for all 3 information-packed days. Join us at ervegas.com, and remember, if it ain't fun, we ain't doing it.
Imagine spending more time sourcing new products and creating listings and less time shipping your orders. With Stamps.com, you can print labels for any USPS mail class in seconds, saving valuable time. To help with your shipping, Stamps.com has come up with a special offer for eBay sellers. A free shipping program that includes a bonus, a free 5-pound shipping scale. A modest shipping and handling fee is required. You get all the benefits and features of Stamps.com custom designed for your eBay sales. This free Stamps.com program lets you import sales data from multiple eBay accounts automatically. You can batch print multiple labels in seconds and brand your shipping labels by adding your company logo. Go to Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio. Then sign up for the free shipping program. Sign up today and enjoy your free 5-pound scale. Compliments of Stamps.com.
Okay, it's down to the wire at tax time. And if you're not done, you're probably losing sleep. Well, sleep peacefully tonight and wake up to GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping. They automatically import last year's eBay and PayPal numbers, as well as those from most banks with online service. That way, you have all you need at tax time. GoDaddy's Online Bookkeeping populates all your numbers into a Schedule C. This will set you up for next year's taxes as you go, with estimated tax numbers and sales tax tracking, so you'll be prepared without any worries at all. GoDaddy's Online Bookkeeping offers a complete array of bookkeeping tools at a very reasonable price, just $9.99 a month. Best of all is the peace of mind it brings. GoDaddy's Online Bookkeeping will make this year easier, so next year's taxes won't be such a pain. Visit Outright.com now and sleep peacefully tonight.
You can easily stay up to date with all the latest eBay Radio news, guests, tips, and techniques wherever you are by subscribing through iTunes or our RSS feed. Simply click on the links in the upper left-hand corner of the archive's homepage at voicemarketingradio.com or do a search in iTunes for eBay Radio and click on our logo. Don't forget to save the link. Then call 888-RADIO30 and tell us where you listen to eBay Radio.